incredible experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 6:25 p.m.
This is not the accurate clock show. No, the actual time is 1930 UTC, which means that this show is, in fact, the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and basically my only responsibilities are to drink this conveniently placed tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's Da Hong Pao. I love to drink the Da Hong Pao. Yeah, man, I love to drink it. But I don't know what to tell you otherwise. So I guess what we'll do instead is go to the numbers. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome, numbers lady. Such good numbers today. I'm pretty excited about it. Why am I so excited about the numbers? I don't know. I had sort of a weird night and got up way too early. But the good news is I took a handful of analgesics. And so now I can kind of sit here. And things are not overly painful. Hooray! Hooray! I'm pretty excited about it already. Speaking of excitement, where's that? There it is. Found my tea again. That's a good thing. I love drinking Da Hong Pao. And this is a second infusion. And I am loving it. You know, it's true that I like to drink tea. I'm a big fan of drinking tea. Why am I such a fan of drinking tea? Because it's delicious and yummy, and that's why I have to pour some more here into the cup. And, nope, don't let it drip. Oh, yeah. Okay. Close the teapot. Drink some more tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so delicious. I can't get enough of this amazing tea. Oh, damn it. Oh, no. No, this isn't good. This is not good. Oh, my God. I spilled my tea. I spilled my tea on my shirt. And now my shirt is no longer nice and white. I have a tea stain on my shirt. Oh, my God. How am I going to get my shirt nice and white again? How am I going to get my... This is, I'm just, how am I, full-blown panic is about to set in because I don't know how to get my shirts white. Well, it's not that they need to be completely white, or it's just, they need to be about 30% cleaner. You know what? I'm being stupid. All we really need to do to figure out the solution to our shirt problem here is, of course, to ask Mr. Lee. How does Mr. Lee get his shirt so white? Somebody ask him.
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret. Calgon. Calgon's two water softeners soften wash water so detergents clean better. In hardest water, Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
Oh.
We need more Calgon. Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
There's Calgon helps problem. Detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
30%? That's what I need. These are the products that are finally being marketed. towards me. That's, you know, as a tobe, you know, I really find that a lot of products are not advertised to me. You know, I don't know who they're trying to sell products to, but nobody ever wants to sell me anything. So they don't, when people, I'm just so, I feel like I've been marginalized because companies do not market their products towards me specifically. And I know a lot of people think, well, how would you know that if they were or weren't? Well, have you ever seen a commercial that starts off with, hey, Tobe, you need to buy this? Yeah, no, there's no commercials start off that way. They always start off with something else that's dumb. But then you start wondering, well, yeah, but Tobes, what products are specifically for you? Who would want to sell you anything, and what would they want to sell you? Well, I don't know. What do I like to use around here? These are the products I need, like bananas.
Banana-na-na.
Or a banina-na.
Banana-na.
It's really not that difficult to figure out. All I want is a banana-na-na.
Banana-na-na.
But what do I get? Yeah, exactly. Which in turn means, of course, that I have no choice but to go to some music. And I've always wanted to be the leader of a gang, so how about some Brownsville Station?
Yeah.
Oh, that absolutely has to be my favorite song by Brownsville Station. Oh, sure, you love them for smoking in the boys' room, but come on, I'm the leader of the gang. A couple things here. I do want to be the leader of a gang, but we'll get to that in a second. If we're talking about gangs, and we talked about this, I think, last week sometime, or 2 weeks ago, three, I don't even know, but Brownsville Station, okay, they're a gang, okay, you look at them, they're obviously a gang. Are they in the same gang as the Ramones? I don't know, but this begs the question, why is Brownsville Station not in the film The Warriors? You know, that song is from what, 1972, 1973? I don't even know. I didn't do the research. You're welcome. You can look it up. You know how to use a computer. Brownsville Station. I'm not super familiar with the New York subway station or subway system. Again, you might want to do the research for me right now. But isn't Brownsville Station in Brooklyn? And didn't the Warriors have to go through Brooklyn? And why didn't they? And didn't? Aren't there lots of scenes in the Warriors of being in train stations? Oh yeah, there's a bunch. And they couldn't go to Brownsville Station. And I don't know. It's not me. Nobody consults me. Nobody calls me up and says, "Tobe, what should we do about this?" Well, I'll tell you what you're good. Okay, anyway. So, I am not the leader of a gang, but I should be one, and I'm thinking about starting a gang. I'm trying to figure out who would be in my gang. Hands up if you want to be in my gang, my gang, my gang. You want to be in my gang? Oh, yeah? Well, Pippa wants to be in my gang, so it's me and my cat so far in my gang. And what kind of gang are we in? What is the name of our gang? What are some common interests between me and my cat that we could form a gang? Oh, I know. Ham. We could be the ham gang. Oh my God, of course we could be the ham gang. But what kind of ham? I mean, traditionally, what kind of ham?
By tradition, Black Forest ham is a boneless smoked ham, which means that the chef must trim the hind leg of a pig before curing it. To make Black Forest ham, chefs start by rubbing the ham in a mixture of salt, garlic, coriander, juniper pepper, and an assortment of other spices. The ham is allowed to dry cure for 2 weeks before the salt is scraped off, and the ham cures for an additional 2 weeks. During the smoking process, the ham acquires a rich flavor and a deep red color. After smoking, the Black Forest ham is ready for consumption.
Now, Black Forest ham gang, you heard it here first on the Dubious Goals Committee. Straight up. That's the thing with Black Forest ham. You know, it's a traditional thing that was made in the Black Forest, and it was a big secret. Nobody knows how to make Black Forest ham. Although, you know, we can kind of figure it out. Just like nobody knows how to make Coca-Cola, but geez, yeah, there's only 50 million colas on the market. Oh, it's a big secret. Oh, everybody has to have a secret. Is it an ancient Chinese secret?
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret, Calgon.
Calgon's two water softeners soften wash water so detergents clean better. In hardest water, Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
We need more Calgon. Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
You heard the man correctly. Get your Black Forest hams up to 30% cleaner with that ancient Chinese secret. However, if you have dirty banana-na-na-na-na-na-na's, I can't help you.
Banana-na-na.
Here's this ancient banana-na.
Banana-na.
We need more banana-na-na-na-na-na.
Banana-na-na.
Here's his ancient banana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah, I gotta wonder, though. Am I stuck in the 70s today? Are we stuck in the 70s? Oh, we might as well be. I feel like going on a teenage rampage. So say it with me. We want sweet. We want sweet. Come on. We want sweet. We want sweet. See how this works? I refuse to recognize my age because I'm not going to join that stupid old people club named AARP. Okay, so that was Sweet with their hit song Teenage Rampage. And man, I love to listen to those old glam rock bands sometimes. Something about that old glam rock just, I don't know, kind of pumps you up a little bit, makes you kind of happy. Yeah, and the clothes are a little bit ridiculous. I mean, but come on, glam is glam. And you got to wonder, with these costumes, this stage gear, how do they keep their whites so white? Somebody ask Mr. Lee. He'll know. He has an ancient Chinese secret.
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
Yeah, sometimes I outdo myself. I have to admit. Oh, that's been the best one in a while. Okay. Oh, but seriously, we got some serious business to get to here. Oh my God. All right, so here's something I haven't told you. Here's something I have not told you for various reasons, but what you need to know is that, a few days ago I decided, you know, I need to start learning a new song on my cigar box guitar. What song should I learn? So I decided I was going to learn Little Wing. Yes, the classic Hendrix song Little Wing. Because, you know, I feel like if you're going to play a musical instrument, start with the hardest thing possible. You know, think up the hardest song possible, learn that, because everything after that is going to be a cakewalk. So, for example, if you're going to feel like you want to learn the piano, learn the piano and learn how to play Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto as your first thing. Because once you have that down, everything else is super easy. So, like, for the last week, I've been trying to figure out the chords to Little Wing, and I pretty much got the chords down, and now I gotta figure out all the doodly-doos, but something else is messing me up, because Little Wing, the progression is weird. The turnaround is 1.5 bars. The entire chord progression is, like, 9.5 bars. It makes no damn sense. It makes me crazy, but here's the interesting part of all of this. Guess who just released some new music just like 20 minutes ago? Yeah, my hero, Justin Johnson, my favorite blues guy. And what song is he playing on guitar today? Yeah, Little Wing. Of course he's going to play Little Wing. And he's going to do it on a 12-string acoustic guitar. Yeah, with a little, you know, finger style. So this is a Furch guitar, one of his new Furch guitars. So let's see what he does with Little Wing here. This ought to be pretty damn awesome if the stupid media will work, because digital sucks, soft switches suck.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, yeah. If that's what you want to do, that was awesome. Justin Johnson, my blues guitar hero, doing Little Wing on a 12-string acoustic guitar. That's just... Oh my God, that was pretty cool. That's going to get me fired up for the rest of the day, but unfortunately, now I kind of don't feel like playing my cigar box guitar because I'm terrible and it sounds terrible and I got to replace the strings. I got to do all this work and I got to do all this practicing and I don't want to practice. And I would just go down to the crossroads and sell my soul to Satan. If I could have that kind of guitar playing skill without putting in any effort, because goddamn, I'm lazy. So lazy that I think I'm going to end the show. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I got to find some kind of delicious lunch. Maybe I'll get some tacos today or something. I don't know. What do I feel like eating? I guess I'll figure it out later. Okay, bye-bye.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.